Country Hoedown. Howdy, everybody. This is your old friend Ernest Tubb pulling up the anchor for the U.S. Navy at your Country Hoedown. Ah, yes, everybody's feeling fine, and boy, we're going to be bringing you plenty of good music and songs. Getting ready to step into our spotlight this time is a fellow who not only sings a song, he writes them as well. And boy, does he play a mean guitar. So let's get him out here right now, my good buddy, Merle Travis.
Say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones, with a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul. He loaded 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron and the other one of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. Well, I was raised in a canebrake by an old mama line. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Merle, that's really some song. Merle, you got any more big hit tunes for us up your sleeve?
Well, Ernest, I've wrote over 350 songs, so I guess the law of average gets in there somewhere. Some of them were pretty big, and others medium, and then some of them just laid there. As they say in the music business, though, you never know which one's going to hit.
Well, sounds something like a game called Russian Roulette.
Yep, you're right.
There used to be a commander in the Navy named, Eddie Peabody, who was called the Wizard of the Banjo. Remember him? And according to my G2, you know, folks are calling you the Wizard of the Guitar. Am I correct, buddy?
Well, my guitar and me's pretty good friends. Let's say it that way.
Okay, then, let's hear you and your guitar.
Thank you.
Well, fellas, if you ask any Navy man, from the top-ranking officer right down to the newest recruit, most of them will tell you it's a great life. That's because the Navy offers so many opportunities to young fellas with ambition. In fact, there are over 60 special fields of work for which you are eligible. One of those opportunities has your name written right on it. It's there waiting just for you. A fine career, good companionship, the finest in food and clothing, and pay. Say, brother, you know the Navy really pays you well. And as you learn more, you earn regular promotions, which means more pay as well as more pride and prestige. Fellas, you can't afford to pass this up. That is, if you really want to get ahead in life. Stop in and have a talk with your Navy recruiter real soon.
And I know any young man who takes that advice is going to be happy. A Navy career is tops, and that's for sure. But Ernest, you're tops too. When it comes to singing, got a good one for us?
Well, here's a little song I'm going to do called Let's Say Goodbye Like We Said Hello. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love is gone, I've no reason now to stay. We live and love, we meet and part, and broken hearts must pay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. Your love, sweetheart, I won't forget. You're always on my mind. You're all the happiness I knew. So thoughtful, sweet, and kind. For old time's sake, I'm asking you to think of me someday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. I wish you happiness, sweetheart, in everything you do. May good luck always come your way, and every dream come true. I'll remember you and the love we knew, the love of yesterday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello, in a friendly kind of way. If I should meet some other dear and learn to love them too, I hope and pray somehow, sweetheart, they'll make me think of you. A tender smile, an old love song, a heart so light and gay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love is gone, I've no reason now to stay. We live and love, we meet and part, then broken hearts must pay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. Merle, you know, only yesterday I saw a whole train load of fine-looking lads on their way to boot camp to get started on a good career in the Navy.
A whole train load, huh? How many?
I don't know, but there must have been 12 of them beautiful streamlined sleeping cars. You know, the fellas were getting a big kick out of that railroad ride, too. Everybody seemed so high in spirits.
Well, them railroad trains have come a long ways from the early days when the roads was under construction. And those strong-armed men was driving the first spikes in the tracks.
Well, you're an authority on early American folk songs, Merle. Have you got something that fits into this picture somehow?
John Henry tells the story of a steel-driving man down in the Deep South.
Okay, then. Tell us more about the steel-driving man.
When John Henry was just a little bitty boy, a-settin' on his mammy's knee, he picked up up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said it's gonna be the death of me. It's gonna be the death of me. When John Henry was a little baby, he was no bigger than the palm of your hand. Well, his mammy looked down at little Johnny and said, oh, Johnny gonna be a steel-driving man, la, la. Oh, Johnny gonna be a steel-driving man. Driving man, he drove steel all over the land. He said, before I let a steam hammer get me down, gonna die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, gonna die with my hammer in my hand. Now John Henry went to the tunnel to drive. He had a steam hammer by his side. Oh, the mountain was so tall, John Henry was so small, that he laid down his hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. He laid down his hammer and he cried. Pollyanne. Old Johnny got sick and he had to go to bed. Polly drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drove steel like a man. Now they buried John Henry by the railroad. They laid him 6 feet down in the sand. And every time a freight train would by, they'd say, yonder lays that steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lays that steel-driving man.
Well, Merle, you sure drove that song home, buddy, just like John Henry drove that spike. Thanks for coming over to Country Hoedown.
Well, I had a lot of fun myself, Ernest. So long, everybody.
Well, that's about all for now, folks, and we sure want to thank Merle Travis for his visit to Country Hoedown. We'll be back again in the very near future with some more famous names, including Tex Ritter, Webb Pierce, Tex Williams, Farron Young, Carolina Cotton, Rusty Draper, Smiley Burnett, and many, many others. The series is coming to you as a public service feature of this station. Till we meet again, young fellas, this is your old friend Ernest Tubb, speaking on behalf of the Navy and wishing you the very best of everything, and reminding you to see that one particular man, your local Navy recruiter, just as soon as you can. Because there's an important job waiting just for you when you join the Navy.